Hello, and welcome to Starcase Certifications segment, But Do You Know? I'm your host, Rabbi Tzvi Goldberg, a Kashrus administrator at Starcase. Today, we are going to meet Chaim, a young man learning in yeshiva. You know, Chaim, Kashrus extends beyond food. Here at the Starcase, we educate the kosher consumer about much more than milk and meat. Just as the Torah carefully directs us in the arena of kosher diet, the Torah provides us with a kosher dress code regarding the clothes we wear. The Torah instructs us to insert specially wound fringes onto the corners of any four-cornered garment where the corners surround the wearer. Chaim, do you know that tzitzis is one of the Torah's great mitzvah facilitators? The Torah tells us that when a person sees his tzitzis, his mind's eye perceives far more than strings and knots. He perceives and remembers all of Hashem's mitzvos and is motivated to mitzvah performance. It is imperative that all aspects of tzitzis making meticulously follow the prescribed halachic directions of the Shulchan Aruch. If not, the tzitzis may be pusil, unkosher, and the garment will be unfit for use. Wearing pusil tzitzis creates numerous negative repercussions. First of all, a Torah law has been violated by wearing a garment without tzitzis. Secondly, a person is making a blessing in vain over a non-tzitzis garment. And thirdly, a person may be violating the laws of Shabbos by wearing non-functional extra fringes, which would be considered carrying. Chaim, there are three major areas of concern regarding kosher tzitzis. Number one, the beged garment. Number two, the tzitzis strings. And number three, the proper manner of combining the tzitzis onto the beged. First of all, the garment's fabric must be made of woven material. So things like plastic poncho raincoats and four-cornered leathered vests would not require tzitzis. Also, the four corners of the garment must be well-defined. There may not be any other fringes protruding from the corners of the garment. Regarding the minimum size of the garment, there are different views among halachic authorities, varying between 17 inches by 17 inches to 24 inches by 24 inches for men of average height. But do you know, Chaim, that if you have a growth spurt, you will need to buy a new beged if it is not large enough? Something else you will need to know about tzitzis, Chaim, is that if properly made tzitzis are torn on the talus part, or if the corners are ripped, as long as the material is still hanging together, although by a thread, the beged can still be repaired. Also, do you know that if one string snapped, the tzitzis is still kosher? And if two snapped, you need to ask a question to your rabbi? You should also know, Chaim, that tzitzis requires a hechsher, much as food does, to certify that they were made lishma, with the intention of being made for the sake of the mitzvah. To learn even more about the mitzvah of tzitzis, visit our Starcase website, www.star-k.org, and read our archive article, Mitzvahs on the Fringe. For now, Chaim, consider yourself Starcase informed. Until next time, Kol Tuv!